This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
But you know him. You love him. He was out here in the mugginess. He's now being attacked by the gnats as well. Spencer German, the Germinator, joining us right now. What's up, buddy?
Nick, how's it going, man?
It's going
keep
good.
Keep it cool as you can, at least.
Wait. That feels like a profiling thing. As cool as you can, because I'm a fat.
No, we're all.
I am fat. Like I had to breathe.
I got way too defensive there. I'm sorry.
I told the story earlier. Yesterday, or I guess it was the first day, because it was pretty muggy the first day too. I get home from practice. It was a late practice, and like my wife's laying in bed. I come in, say hi. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Like I lean over to like kiss her, and she's like, you smell like a hobo.
Yeah.
That's the word she used. She said I smelled like a hobo. I was like, guess I got a shower right this second then.
Yeah, I remember when I came back from Charlotte, that first camp. You understand, I spent 4 years going to Spartanburg, South Carolina in July.
Oh God.
Now in fairness, I would watch camp, sweat like hell, and then I was up in the play-by-play booth for the Wofford Terriers. So I did have some AC. But I just, like, I have lived in that camp environment. And so the first year I was back, I remember Dustin complaining about it. I was like, what are you complaining about? I'm like, this is like.
You have not been through the trenches.
I mean, this is
friend.
Siberia compared to what I'm used to. And now, 3 years in, I'm like, or now I guess it's my fourth camp back. I'm like, oh, this is just too hot.
Well, and then, like, plus with Dustin, his two camps were like Minnesota and Buffalo, like two places that you wouldn't think are really that hot. They can get hot. I learned today from Danny Cunningham that Minnesota actually, like as extreme the winters are, the summer's actually really hot too.
So I heard that as well, but not just from Dustin. I have a few people that I know that played in Minnesota that are like, dude, you think it's Camp Cupcake in Minnesota? Like, It gets you. So I guess we'll do a quick here on just like what stood out to you about camp today.
Yeah, I think today was one of those days where like the classic cliche saying sort of comes into play, where it's like the defense looks better than the offense, which is always expected this time of year. But you had Greg Newsome breaking up a pass. You had a near interception of Kenny Pickett, which I'm now starting to worry if that's becoming a too common of a theme. We saw the pick that happened yesterday. He almost had another one today. And there was a lot of plays that were just kind of blown up because guys were in the backfield getting sacks. I also will say this, Nick, like 2 days in a row now where you're down doing red zone work, and I think we have one. There might have been a rushing touchdown in there somewhere, but we only have one like passing touchdown to show for it. It was the Kenny Pickett to DeAndre Carter today in the, in the side of the end zone here. Like, that's concerning. Red zone work is supposed to be about like, hey, we got these great plays that we want to run in the red zone, and yeah, we want to score with those. Like this is training camp, and the fact that they can't seem to get in the end zone yet is a little bit concerning. But it's day three, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I've been trying to do the thing of, well, maybe just the defense is really good. You know what I mean? It's not that the offense
we have
is
been
putrid.
Saying it's supposed to be good, so yes.
So I have canvassed. I mean, I went back and counted. I texted over as 45 media members, locally, nationally, and then in other markets around America, Just asking basic over under 5.5 wins for the Browns, and that if they said one way or another.
Text.
Well, no. Because I knew you'd be
is
on the show.
Like, is this like the burger thing?
No,
like,
this is not. I knew it was going to bring the burger thing. No, it's not the burger thing. Now I think you're trying to browbeat me into to inviting you over for a burger. The problem is, you don't know the man you're dealing with.
I am a
stubborn Hungarian man.
I know the man I'm dealing with.
This is going the other way.
It's just too fun. Anyway,
but I thought it was so. And in the end, I got about 30 responses that were concrete over, under, and why. And I thought it was really interesting. On the under, I had 12 votes for the under, 8 in other markets, 4 national, no Clevelanders. I had, I think it was 18 for the over. And then it was split evenly. So if there were 8 in other markets that said under, it was 8 that said over. And then there were like 4 national guys, and then everybody from Cleveland said the over. And I was really blown away by that, because I was like, man, there's a lot of people who are optimistic about this team. Where do you stand on the over-under at 5.5
games?
Well,
let me clarify, because like, if the over-under is 5.5 and we're saying like, well, we think they can get to 6 wins, is that really being that optimistic?
Yeah, I think so.
In the eyes of Vegas, I guess, but it's not like we're saying Super Bowl champions or anything.
Yeah, I mean, but okay.
We're not Mike Florio, who's like, yeah, playoffs are a possibility.
That fella is what I'm going to say. So I guess my point is, like, when people say I think they're a 6 or 7 win team, that's usually a nice way of saying I think they're a 5 or 6 win team, or a 4 or 5 win team.
So, like, for me, I think this comes down to, I mean, like, Nick, you watched those games last year. This offense was historically bad, like nauseatingly bad. Like, it was some of the worst off. I worked at Akron a couple years ago.
Oh, so you know bad.
Where, like, yeah, like the year they didn't win a single game bad, and it was like,
by the way, they've had several of those years. Sorry to Akron.
Well, this was like the recent one, because there was ones further back, but this was like the most recent one where they didn't win a single game. And I stood there on the sidelines getting video and all the stuff that I was doing for them, and I was like, this is the worst football I've ever seen. And then I watched the Browns last year, and I was like, this is giving 2018 Akron a run for their money, if we're being honest with ourselves. So, like, that offense was so bad. And my feeling is just that if they can just get competent, average offense this year, which I think somebody like Joe Flacco can run for this team. I'm not saying Joe Flacco is going to recapture, and even said he's not trying to recapture what he did in 2023 and like take them on this magical run. I don't even think Joe Flacco is going to play 17 games if he's named the starter of this team. But if you can just get competent offense, which is something I think Joe Flacco can give you, I do think this team can get to 6 wins. If they won 3 last year, I can see the path towards getting at least 3 more on this resume. And it's not like 6 wins, like, you're still in the top 10 drafting, you're still pretty, like, you're still bad. It's just the win total, and I think the win total actually started at like 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought that was a little low for the talent that does exist on this team around some of the warts that they have.
I think the concern I have is a lot of the talent you have has had a lot of injuries over the last year or two.
True, yeah.
And the age. Like, the O-line, I get the idea of, like, yeah, we're going back to the wide zone run scheme where a lot of power concepts. Okay, but if your guys are washed because they're older, like, so much of what makes the zone scheme work is movement. Mm-hmm. If Joe Bitonio can't move the way he could 2 years ago or 3 years ago, this is going to be really rough. And by the way, that goes to Ethan Posick, who I don't think has been good since Bill Callahan left. That goes to, I think DeJuan's going to be fine. Actually, the two guys I'm really content with that, if they're just healthy, are going to eat this year are DeJuan and Wyatt Teller. Because Wyatt's only 30, right? Yeah. It's Conklin, it's Posick, it's Bitonio. And then, by the way, you got some young offensive linemen. Yeah, they're only playing because of injury. And then that's a whole different conversation, because then you get into continuity and how hard it is to be a good O-line if you don't have continuity.
I think if you take, like, quarterback out of the equation, because we know so much of any NFL season, any team season, is dependent on quarterback play, I think you could argue that the Browns' success is going to be made or broken by the health of the offensive line, the thing that you're alluding to. Like, if that group, we've seen that group when they're healthy. They're good. Jack Conklin, when he was finally out there last year and he stayed healthy for the rest of the season, he was back to looking like a good tackle in this league. Like, I'm not saying he's Jack Conklin from before all these injuries, but he was good. We feel like Betonio is still pretty good, and maybe the scheme fit, the going back to what Kevin Stefanski's offense calls for, is going to help him. We know Wyatt Teller can be good in that system as well. DeWand, I think, can play in this league. It's about like finding the right fit, and I'm actually really excited to watch DeWand all season, and he has to stay healthy too. But if he can, like, you probably have a future tackle there, whether he's your left tackle or your right tackle. But yeah, I think there is a lot to be, like, I think so much of this team's success is baked in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If that group stays healthy, they can protect whoever's under center. They can get that run game going with whoever's going to be the starting running back. That's, I guess, the one thing, too, that comes into play when we talk about, like, you know, exceeding expectations in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, you might not have Quinshon Judkins. Jordan Hicks just retired today. Yeah. Like, it's starting to pile up where you're like, we're 3 days in, and there's some bigger questions here. But I do think a lot of the success of this team is baked in with the offensive line's help.
So just to point to your ifs, though, there are a lot of things that have to go right that if you're a team that's maybe a little younger or if it's a team that's had more recent success, like, I think some of my I just don't know is there's, well, if everything goes right, okay, but you also are coming off 3-14. And there's, can I tell you the one part that I also, that I think is, and this is, you can point out, but I don't think you know which either way. I think Stefanski is still digging out of a hole of last year. I think Stefanski and clinging to Deshaun and the organization, I think there were guys who forgot how to win last year. And who, or maybe lost faith in the ability to win. And I say that because, yeah, sure, Deshaun was an abyss for seven games, and then he tore his Achilles. Then you actually had some momentum. You played well against Baltimore in one. I can't remember the next game after that, but you almost got to win the next week. And then you saw this team, and yes, there were injuries. That's every team in the NFL. You saw them get less and less competitive gradually outside of the Pittsburgh game, which was a bit of an anomaly. And then it just, by the end, it looked like, it did look like a 2011 weeks 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. There's 18. But I don't know how you come back for that if you're not naturally like a leader of men. And that's the one area that I just don't think Kevin, like, I think Kevin's communication has been suspect at points. I think Callahan and AVP did a lot of the work for him on that.
Yeah.
And I think his leadership is suspect. I think Kevin's a guy of – I think Kevin is a much better version on the offensive side of Joe Woods. I think all Joe Woods wanted to do, he wanted to scheme up plays, scheme up defense, and he wanted the players to police themselves, but he just wanted to be in his office doing those things. Okay, that's not really what you can do if you're a defense with an offensive head coach, a coordinator. On this side – You've outsourced the defense entirely in leadership on the defensive side of the ball. You've done the same thing with special teams. And now you've got the least talented. So what I'm saying is you don't have those natural connections that other different Mike Vrabel would have with his defensive side of the ball or his other side of the ball he doesn't play on or coach on because, oh, well, that's Jim's job. Well, now you've got the least talented offense, from quarterback down to the skill players, potentially in the NFL. I think that's just a really, like, that's a lot to overcome on top of, well, but if the O-line's healthy. And if the new old offense takes seed. You know, like there's just, oh, and if one of these quarterbacks really grabs the job, there's, I think we assume, by the way, that's going to happen. There's a chance that nobody grabs a job. And that is a path to 3-14 or worse.
Yeah, no, that very well could play out over the next couple of weeks. I think Kevin Stefanski kind of said sooner rather than later on making that decision. I think the joint practices will kind of be the indicator of that. I think after the Eagles week, we'll get a better sense of like where they're leaning overall. But no, listen, like I understand, I totally understand like questions of Kevin Stefanski at this point. I've always kind of been a guy who feels like Kevin can be part of the solution and rather than the problem. And for me, a lot of how I view coaches is like, when things are bad, what are guys saying about the coach? How are they responding to? And I mean like on the field, like are guys just quitting? And we know like Juan Thornhill seemed to quit at the end of the season, but that seemed like more of a Juan Thornhill problem than like a Kevin Stefanski problem. But regardless, like we haven't seen this team just like completely be like, ah, we don't care anymore. We're giving up on Kevin Stefanski. And that,
I mean,
you could argue, I guess, the Baltimore game. Yeah, that Baltimore game was bad last year.
There were some moments last year. And so I think, listen, again, I'm still not certain that's what happened. It just looked like shades of that. And so, you know, I think I've described the Browns as they're trying to win until they're not. And I think that if you get 6 to 8 games into the season and you've got 1 or 2 wins, I think if you're Kevin Stefanski, oh, and now by the way, now we're going to the young kids, including the quarterbacks. I mean, you're threading a needle. While again, not naturally a great leader of men type head coach. Follow this man on social media at @Spencito_. When are you going to be on again?
I will be back. I don't think till next Saturday.
Okay, I didn't think you were on
tomorrow. You know, Ken Lymore gone. He was like, "Yeah, we need somebody." I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'll take the." But you know, now I need a week off, just like they got a week off.
You can usually catch him on Saturday mornings with Earl DePearl. Spencer, great stuff, buddy.
Yeah, man, good to see you, and happy to jump on with you. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.